from Massachusetts. Happy to see how many people came to talk about teaching, learning, and assessment on a Tuesday afternoon at 4:30. It's really wonderful, and pedagogy oftentimes is deprioritized, but it's nice to see that you've all put it on your list of things to do today. My name is Nicole Champagne. I'm an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts Lowell in the Department of Community Health and Sustainability. Our program has a bachelor's degree in health education with two concentrations, one in community health, which is my area and the program I coordinate, and one in environmental health. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a project that is ongoing in my integration of e-portfolios into our program and into our student assessment as individuals, as well as the overall program assessment to determine how well we are training these future health educators. Just for a little bit of familiarity, I want to make sure that everybody's clear on what an e-portfolio actually is. By definition, it is a web-based tool that enables students and educators to design lesson plans and units, map and track standards, create rubrics, and develop e-portfolios and web pages, compile and distribute shared curriculum resource collections. I have highlighted how I've used this. The tool I'm going to show you today briefly is much more robust than I am. I have not necessarily gone in and used all of the bells and whistles that are associated with this tool. We did, though, use the mapping and the tracking of standards. I created rubrics for the evaluation of the e-portfolios, and students have actually developed their e-portfolios. Task Stream is actually the e-portfolio system that I decided to adopt for this project, and there are a number of reasons why. They have great support. Somebody actually answers the phone to consult with you about your use of technology, which I think is important. I think it's an innovative and it's a very flexible tool. Pricing, I think, is appropriate. It's $37 per year per student. It's very easy to use, very, very manageable learning curve to actually use the technology. There's great archiving capabilities. We have not run into any storage issues as of yet. They have a customized standards feature. There are a number of preloaded standards. If you go, you'll see the curriculum frameworks from all of the states around the country. The National Commission for Health Education credentialing standards that I used was not an original part of Task Stream, but they built that in for me so that my students were easily able to bring those standards into the formation of their e-portfolio. And Task Stream also does some continuing education as well and pull people together who are using the technology to share across disciplines ideas for integrating this e-portfolio system in their work. My campus, perhaps like yours, is sort of assessment crazy right now. You know, we're talking a lot about assessing student learning. And I decided to take that opportunity with some funding from our President's Council on Academic Technology to embark on a project utilizing e-portfolios. It was implemented in our program, and just as a background, we are in the business of preparing entry-level health educators to work in a variety of settings, from community health organizations, nonprofits, corporate fitness, healthcare, probably much like you all are doing as well. So our curriculum is based on the NCHEC areas of responsibility and competency that have basically been updated pretty recently. And that is what really provided for the framework for the students' utilization of the e-portfolio. Just as a, I'm not going to spend too much time here, but these are the recently updated areas of responsibility for which there are also competencies and subcompetencies that get you much more specific about what the tasks are. These are very general areas of responsibility, but I've highlighted the important nature that hasn't really changed since this competencies update project. We really need for our students to assess, plan, implement, evaluate, and research, administer programs, and communicate and advocate for health and for health education. So that provided the framework for the e-portfolio. Right at the beginning, the goals I had for this project, you know, let's look at our curriculum. Sometimes we as faculty, we spend our time living in silos. You know, I teach the courses that I teach and I monitor my students' progress in that class, but don't have as much of an opportunity to know what their development is like across our curriculum in other courses, politics of health and environmental health, etc. So it was really to get us talking as a faculty more about what are our programmatic goals here, and how are we, I'm an area of responsibility person, I'm a competencies person, so I'm always pushing the competencies and getting us to speak more specifically about what our students are doing to develop their competency over the course of their life in our program. And also to assess students' ability to document evidence of their development in these areas of responsibility and determine what the weight of the program was like. A lot of our students come into the program in their sophomore year, and through their junior and senior year, they certainly have a lot of experiential education, internship, as well as course-based work. So what is their ability to really demonstrate their knowledge and their capacity over the seven areas of responsibility during, again, their life in our department until they graduate? We all know, you know, use of any technology is really a change. It's a change for our students, and I think we have to look at it and plan for that change because, you know, people accept change in different ways. You know, some people fear the change. Some people embrace the change. Some people are really challenged by it and really are gung-ho for it, and others are just plain resistant to it. So this use of this technology, I think, is it's critical to plan for this integration and not just throw it in there because it's a technology, let's use it. What's the plan for the use of this technology? And it's really changing the way, you know, all of these presentations are going to talk about changing the way we teach students, changing the way students learn, and changing how students are being evaluated. So I think it's very important to keep that in mind. And we all know through the work of Prochaska that the stages of change are essential. So I'm going to use that as a guiding force through the rest of this presentation. You know, pre-contemplation, there's no knowledge, no intention to change. So this is students who have never seen or heard of an e-portfolio before, and they look at you and say, e-what? You know, they kind of know what, and they can imagine it's a use of technology to showcase their work, but they've never seen the launch pad for it. So again, trying to get them to move to contemplation, get them a little excited to use the technology, you know, mentioned it on the first day of class, sorry for the typo, provided a general description of what e-portfolios were, but again, I just want them to kind of move toward, yeah, I get it, oh, okay, I understand what that is. I don't know, I haven't mentioned what the requirements are going to be as a faculty member, so they're not quite sure how deeply they're going to get into this, but you know, really it's a matter of marketing it to students and having them see it as a tool that is going to be valuable for them as they embark on their careers as entry-level health educators. I gave them a reading assignment on e-portfolios, of course, you know, highlighting the benefits of this new technology and how valuable it could be. There were a couple of incentives that I built into the grant. I gave them a toy, I gave them a flash drive to add to their collection, and they had their one-year subscription to TaskStream paid for. Now is the critical step in this process, and I would have you take the time in this preparation phase to make sure students are ready. This is exemplified by the student saying, "This is really neat. Wow, this is amazing stuff." And you know, as students do, they tend to be turned on by that technology and the sort of edutainment in our programs. So, but realistically, they're also saying, "All right, she's making us do this. You know, this is her grant project. And all right, here we're going with it." So, generally speaking, what we're dealing with is a combination of the ideal and the real. I had students do two assignments prior to even getting their key code and getting into the technology. One of the assignments had them actually doing an inventory of all of the courses that they had taken as part of our required program. I had them reflect on that, look in their hard drives, you know, look in their folders, remind themselves what we had been asking them to do through all of the courses, and basically put together an inventory of relevant projects and papers and other things that might be evidence of how competent they are and how ready they are to move out into the workforce. The second assignment, which was critically important, was to have them take each piece of evidence, you know, on their inventory and match it to one of the areas of responsibility, competency, subcompetency. So again, they were doing all of that prior to even opening TaskStream.com and beginning to engage with the web. So it's important that before they even got into the computer lab with me, that their flash drive was loaded with all of their evidence. And I think that's critically important. And they had gone through that phase of sort of analyzing and making decisions about how that piece of evidence associates with the NCHEC areas of responsibility and competency. So ultimately, they ended up feeling really confident they had a very substantial body of work, and I think that in and of itself was important. They were proud of what they had, and most important for me, they were ready. They were ready to engage with the technology. So the action phase, I got them oriented, gave them their key codes, they created their accounts, they learned how to add the standards. Again, a very basic process, but they did that. And they were ready to upload their evidence according to the framework that I had created for them, NCHEC had created for them. The other thing in this phase, they were also asked, sometimes they came up with experiences that weren't really represented by a deliverable, like a flyer or a brochure or a website. So they were also encouraged to write annotations about those experiences that perhaps fit in with one of our areas of responsibility, and that was more than appropriate here. So they were also in the process of creating those annotations. This is just what the front page of taskstream.com looks like once the student has logged in. He or she can create a number of different e-portfolios. Again, you can see many more tools up there than I am utilizing at this point. I'm really using it for the e-portfolio at this point, mainly. I encourage you to go to taskstream.com and run through and I'm giving you a few screenshots today and telling you about the process that I've employed, but it's really quite interesting. You'll see on the left menu, I've built in the areas of responsibility. You can also see there are two pieces of which I think are critically important, reflection and evidence. I think evidence is meaningless without reflection on how it fits and why it fits and to what extent it demonstrates your capacity as an entry-level health educator. So both of those components are very important. I'm just giving you a couple of, this is incredibly easy to use. This is an example of a reflection statement being built into the system. Just again, a basic text box. It's really not rocket science, but again, the reflection statement is for the general area of responsibility. So the student talks more generally about their capacity in the area of assessing needs or their capacity in the area of planning programs, implementing whatever. So it's a more generalized statement about how their education cumulatively has prepared them to move forward as a health educator, and they'll be able to demonstrate that to whomever they want, their faculty, their employers, etc. This is just, again, a sheet, a page that shows you how they build the website. You can see the gray tabs up at the front, up at the top. This is actually the tab which would allow them to bring in attachments of any kind, again, flyers, brochures, lesson plans, surveys, focus group scripts, whatever might be a file they might want to attach. If I start over at the left, the introductory text allows them to, again, front load what they're putting in as evidence as a mechanism of communicating to the reader. Images, I think images are critically important. Students have taken pictures of bulletin boards that they've created, information tables that they've put together in various community organizations, and these are wonderful images to build into their e-portfolio. Video and audio files get built in. Again, size becomes a little bit of a concern, but as yet we have not had a lot of difficulty with that. Public service announcements that have been broadcast on our college, on our university radio station. Again, those digital files make wonderful representations of the students' capacity to work in this field, as well as the video and web links that they've designed on their own. Well, stages of change brings about relapse. We had some intimidation. I think also senior stress fit in, like I'm not going to be going back to school, I have to find a job, my student loans are going to kick in, all of those kinds of anxieties. So I supplied a full-fledged model for them. And this is ultimately what the web shot's going to look like. You can always go in and look at the web view of how your portfolio is coming together in whatever area of responsibility you're looking at. I've just put up responsibility one here. You'll notice the competencies are actually the old competencies. I'm working with TaskStream now to get the new, the rephrased competencies from NCHEC built in there. There's also a rubric wizard. You know, you want to share this, and you want other people to look at the students' artifacts, and I think it's important to have an evaluation system that will make that consistent, whether it's perhaps an internship preceptor in the community or a faculty advisor. So this is just an example of how you can easily build a rubric for the evaluation of students' artifacts that they've put up on the web. Feedback: students loved it. Last year was the first group of seniors. They graduated last spring. Loved it. They thought it was easy because I asked them to organize their materials before they were asked to organize their materials by an employer or a potential employer. Easily able to pull out writing samples, easily able to pull out other artifacts that didn't just have them talking about, yes, I've created brochures and here it is. You know, the publisher file comes right up. Help them to realize how competent and qualified they actually are, which is a nice attitude to have your grads going out and job hunting with. And it also helped to prepare for the CHES exam, which I think is kind of one of those residual benefits that we were looking forward to. The faculty has fully embraced this. Our chair has actually dedicated some technology funds to actually pay for our students' accounts, juniors and seniors, so I think that's really important. We're working on the integration of faculty, using the technology and working with their advisees and working with their interns and using the portfolio as the real hub of communication with the students about their capability and qualification. Certainly we have some challenges. Time tends to be the big challenge. We're also only using this right now as what I would call an exit portfolio. You know, really I'm focused on the seniors creating their package. So in conclusion, e-portfolios are fantastic. It helps us to move outside of the silos that we often teach within to look at more programmatic outcomes and evaluation of student work. So thank you very much.